Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Seb.
Joined.
Adam Peak.
Joined.
Good news, Adam Peak.
Joined.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Are we just two?
No, there's...
No. There are six or seven.
Okay.
How is everyone?
Tired.
Marilena Cubs.
Joined.
Yeah, you've just been to the IGF, I gather, Adam.
Yeah, I got back about 2.5 hours ago, I guess. Something like that.
Well, if it's any consolation, I woke up at 3:45 this morning and couldn't go back to sleep. So I've already worked a full day, and it's noon.
I've not done any work. I've just been sitting in airports and...
Yeah, which is pretty dreary.
The usual sorts of things. Still, not too bad.
Hopefully it all went well.
UN meetings are always an exceptional and an outstanding success. So, yes, it was an outstanding success. And I think there were, you know, it had a lot of positive points and a lot of things to learn from. And I think most people I spoke to seemed generally happy. Yeah, it was okay. Not too bad.
Adam, this is Matthias. Are you on Skype?
I'm not at the moment. Sorry.
I don't think I have your contacts.
Yeah, I'm going to join in a second.
Okay.
It's just my name, Adam Peak, as one word. I have a general question that perhaps someone can help with. this call is scheduled for, I think, the second Tuesday of the week, of the month. Is that the same?
Hello.
Is that the same as ALAC main call?
Yes.
That's probably not such a good idea then. Thinking about it, I mean, it's the set date, isn't it? Second Tuesday of the month for both.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. I was just couldn't find the correct information on both. Thank you.
This is Wolf speaking. I had some difficulties to get in because the ID given 1638, I entered it several times and it always told me it's incorrect.
You
That's
may
the reason
need
why I'm delayed.
Sorry, Wolf. Sometimes this is perhaps useful for everyone. I've noticed that on some connections, you have to hold each button down a little longer than otherwise, and then the tone carries through sufficiently.
Okay.
I think sometimes calls are automatically routed over over IP connections.
Yes.
The tones don't carry through very well. This is particularly true with mobile phones, I've noticed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on a fixed line now, but...
Happens with my fixed line too, but just not very often.
Okay. I think I heard Adam in the line already.
Yes.
Hello, Wolf.
Hello.
It's Rudy here.
Hi, it's Rudy.
Yep.
Good to have you on board. And, well, as far as I realize...
Sebastian?
Sebastian is on board as well. Welcome, Sebastian.
Hi, Wolf. Thank you.
And we have, I apologize, from Adela, from Patrick. And I haven't seen any other apologizes. From Bill, probably, because he sent a mail earlier asking to postpone it by one day because he is, I think, on his return flight from India. So I take Bill as apologized as well. But I had no reaction from others. Can we adopt the agenda as it is on the working space, on standing? Standing items and proposed agenda items. I take this as approval and roll call. Apologize from the members if any we had already. Designation of chair for the meeting. Anybody wants to take over the chair, or should I just do it?
Keep it.
D'accord. Okay. Merci. Adoption of the summary minutes of 10th October. This was our last phone conference. I went through them over the weekend and I see nothing which is not precise or all right. So I suggest adoption of the summary minutes.
I move.
Okay.
Review of the action items. there was not so much not so much in the action items except to find a suitable date for a monthly telephone conference. What we found in the meantime, but we have some objections already, and by this I shift to propose agenda items 0.1, find a suitable slot for the monthly Uralo meeting as demanded by Patrick, and also somehow mentioned by Adela. And I think some people may have difficulties who are at work to have time at lunch, etc. And what about shifting it to the afternoon or to the evening? I wouldn't have any objections.
Hi, it's Adam. I can't make European afternoon or evenings because they are
okay.
Night or whatever. I would like to move it off this day. I didn't realize when we said second Tuesday of the month that it was also the day for the main ALAC call. And
yeah.
I can't devote that much time to two calls on the
yeah.
same day. Different day of the week, different week is fine, but not at the same day as the ALAC call.
Should we try to... I think this is a real disadvantage because this concerns Patrick, this concerns Sebastian, this somehow concerns me, and I have to apologize for the next one as well because I have some other commitments in the afternoon. And what about looking for another option for our monthly? Yeah,
Sebastian, I need to apologize, but from my point of view, it was better to have all the call in one day than to split mm-hmm. all my day of the week with with I can. Then I understand, I have no problem to change, but just to see my rationale of that was I preferred to have this Uralo call before the ALAC meeting to be able to come with some information and issue on the ALAC call, and in the same time it was we suggest different dates, we do that by doodle, and at the end we choose this one. And one of the reasons for me was because it was less painful to have one day of call. I have four today, but at least I know that I have no 4 days split it too, but that's okay. I will move where you want. And I understand that it may be a little bit difficult for Adam, but maybe if it's not so late, but late in the evening, and it will be early for you in the morning, it could be maybe workable, because like that, the people in Europe will be off work
yeah.
and be able to participate. I don't know if it could be feasible.
Well, I agree with you that having the call prior to the ALAC call is a good idea, but... and that does make sense, but for me, I just find it a little bit too much to try and prepare for one call in the day. I don't mind going later in the day. I think I'm 8 hours ahead of UTC, but I can't take calls early in the morning because we have a small Japanese apartment and my family are running around in it. So at
yeah.
the moment, I'm in the office, and I don't mind staying late until, you know, gone midnight, but I can't do early morning simply because it doesn't fit with having kids getting ready for school and things like
yeah,
that.
So yeah,
it's just a logistical problem for me.
I perfectly understand this, yes. Any other comments? Rudy?
No, not for me. As Sebastian was saying, it's easy when you have two calls consecutively, then you have to If you have to consider two split calls, it takes you longer than when you can combine them.
Well, let me say, I'm rather open to shift it, and it would be somehow also better for me in the afternoon, at least if it would be a Tuesday, on Monday or Wednesday, I couldn't do it in the afternoon. So, but on Tuesday, for me, it wouldn't be a problem to move it to the afternoon hours. But then we heard this is not suitable for Adam anymore. What we do?
Now you say Tuesday that it's today. Then we want to move it from this Tuesday, in fact, to another Tuesday. Not the second of the month, but to another one on the month. And you would like to, what we do, because we have to accommodate Adam. That means that we need to do that. If it's 8 hour differences, if it's 10 for him, it's 2 p.m. for us. Is it easier for the participant to have? Okay, what I suggest is that I will do a doodle with the help of Matthias, and we will see what are the slots available, because we need not to clash with other phone calls from other relos.
Yeah.
And I would suggest the date and time for Tuesday, the first one of the month, the third one, and the fourth one, and everybody will, with different hours, and everybody will be able to make their choice, and we will try to pick up the best one.
That's a good idea. I would like to support this. Does anybody agree? Thank you very much, Sebastian, for preparing this doodle with Matthias to find just a more appropriate day and time slot for this monthly Uralo meeting. If we
okay,
agree.
Great. I will do that.
Okay, thank you very much, Sebastian. If we agree on that, then we come to point 2 on the proposed agenda. Update on the latest summit activities. I think the majority of you know already, because all of you have been in Cairo. Therefore, I don't have to restart with what we discussed in the Cairo meeting. We had 2 phone conferences afterwards, and the first one, this is now about a bit more than 2 weeks ago, this was on logistical aspects. This was more the part of Evan and Nick to prepare
left.
The rooms and the localities for the summit. And the second phone conference, which was the last one, 10 days ago, we discussed on program and content for the summit. And I drafted a proposal of main session, breakout sessions, and a third channel, open spaces, like workshops, according to the outcomes of the questionnaire we conducted in summer and autumn. And I posted, as far as I remember, a copy of this draft also to the Uralo board list. I guess that most of you have probably seen this. And the last big outcome of the phone conference was to conduct a kind of other survey now, addressed to all the ALSs regarding some more points in programming. And a lot of more organizational questions, because we need to know who exactly the name, who will represent our ALSs at, in Mexico. And there are a lot of organizational matters which have to be clarified as soon as possible. This means until January latest that, for example, Stacey Hofberg can start with travel preparations and arrangements. And we will now have our next summit telephone conference on coming Friday evening. Are there any questions?
Yeah, it's Adam. Is there really time to get this level of question out to people rather than just simply telling them, send a name, send the date? I just, you know, it took such a long time to get responses to the questionnaires, and we're in December, and, you know, the Mexico is going to be upon us. And there's Christmas and New Year in the way for many people. I wonder if it might not be just that you have to be much more direct and definite in the questions you're asking.
We are actually.
What it's worth. Then I was misunderstanding.
Yeah, a number of the questions do relate to, you know, one of the central questions allows. It's firstly, it's going in the first instance to those ALSs who responded to the last survey, because that's the pool of eligible attendees. They will be given a two-week period to respond to the questions, which includes all the details needed to handle their travel support. You know, passport number, do you need a visa, all of those questions which are essential to providing them travel support. But it will also allow them to choose from a list of current topics that are active in ICANN, as well as write in a topic or two of their choosing, what the subjects of the five workshops should be, for example. It also lets them say, you know, what language do you need to participate in, which will help us prepare the right number of documents and headsets and things. Asks if they are willing to participate in the poster and audiovisual exhibition, and if so, what kind of materials are they contributing, so we can know, for example, if it's audiovisual work, what's needed in order to allow people to see those things. But it's definitely a very short timeline, and the incentive to people to fill it out is, of course, if they don't fill it out within the time allowed, they won't be able to receive travel support, because we have to start booking travel support in mid-January. So that should give people the needed incentive to fill it out. And it will be much easier for us to tabulate the results and much easier for people to fill out, because it will use the polling tool. So it's really ticking off things.
Yeah, I'd just be ready to keep hammering them. Otherwise, the 68 might end up at 30. And I think, you know, if you get down to one quarter of the registered ALSs, it starts not to look like a success. Whereas if we can really make sure that 68 do go, then that is a meaningful number of people, a meaningful number of ALS represented. So I just, you know, knowing how people tend to respond to these things, or thinking I know how people tend to respond to these things, I think keeping it as simple as possible is a good idea.
Yeah. Sebastian, you're right, but at the same time we know that we need the involvement of those people, and we need the involvement since now. Then we can't just have people traveling to Mexico just for fun. Then it's one of the reasons the questionnaire must ask them what are the topics they want to be involved, and that we need those answers to have the working group set up prior and working prior to Mexico. What I think it's important for the European is to see how we will involve and push our LSs to participate. And my suggestion is that as soon as we set up the time for the next conference call, that we invite officially all the LSs reps to participate to our next conference call, at least for one part of the discussion on what are the, how we want the European organize and work for this summit. Because for today, we are, some of us, very involved in the summit, and we need to help our colleague from the ILSs, other ILSs, to participate and to be more involved also.
But a quick response to that and something Nick said, I think that's a very good idea, Sebastian, and also to encourage the other ILOs to do exactly the same thing. That it, I imagine, Nick, you and staff will be pushing the travel side and the questionnaires, but also the ILOs should be encouraging them to actually respond to what you're asking them to do.
Yep.
The second thought is about the poster session, rather than just what they're willing to contribute, and I think it does make sense, it's a great idea to ask them for audio, visual and the rest, at least demand a minimum from them. And that would be, I think I suggested before that this could also be used as an opportunity to provide something like a one-page summary of what each ALS does that can then be put on the website, so that instead of the sort of database approach to the old applications for ALSs, which is the only information really about ALSs we have, we could actually have a listing of, you know, one-page descriptions of every ALS that is currently a member. So if you were interested as a potential future member, you've got a good idea of, you know, what's out there to join and so on and so forth. So I'd suggest that there should be a minimum of something that each ALS provides about themselves, what they do, how they're organized, what their goal or purpose is, and how to join them, sort of thing. That, as a minimum, could be used for other purposes, and I think it's the other purpose that's quite useful.
Just so you know, one of the questions was directed, is direct, when you're going to see this, I'm almost finished with the draft, that I can send it out for comments. One of the questions, a couple of the questions actually address, you know, what is your ALS, why was it formed, how long has it been around, how many members do you have, that kind of thing. And another asks for, you know, a summary of recent activities and accomplishments, so that we could compile together that story and show how broad and diverse the community really is, as well as what's actually happening now. Because as you say, a lot of the information that was in applications is now pretty old.
But isn't it easier if you just simply ask them to give, rather than you then having to compile it, isn't it easier just for you to say, the minimum requirement, you must send us one page, you know, 350, 400 words, or whatever the equivalent would be in some scripts, about your ALS. It'd save you and Matthias having to go through the question forms 68 times and compiling. And I don't see, you know, it shouldn't be hard for somebody to write a one-pager about themselves.
Well, it's not so hard for us to extract the information. It's pretty simple because it comes out in, like, spreadsheet form, amongst other formats you can choose. So it's not that hard. But as far as making it obligatory, I mean, it's up to all of you to you know, if you want to. I mean, they have to provide the way I've got it set now, they have to provide an answer to these questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to impose minimum length or other requirements, of course, just, you know, your survey.
I'm a great one for getting other people to do work for you, that's all. And if you can tell people to do it and, you know, write it up, I don't. And keep the question format you have. I'm not saying that shouldn't be in there, because it will give you a, you know, the consistent reporting you might be looking for. But I don't see that it's asking for much to say, give us that one pager. But anyway, if you're confident that it's going to be all right, then go for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the nice thing about this survey is that if they don't fill it out, they don't get to receive travel support. So it's a good opportunity to as you say, oblige
argument.
Them to provide information.
Yeah.
Accepting that you don't want it to be so onerous that, you know, you don't want, if you say it's a minimum number of words and people are just creating words in order to fill up the space, that's not great either.
And this should be on an online tool.
Yeah.
So what I think is a good idea and make things much easier just to get into it and to follow the questions in this tool and to give the information. I would like to suggest that we are not very sharp as far as length of the given information or details, etc., is concerned, but we need we need essentials, and there should be a kind of an effort and a real input from the ALSs. On this principle, I perfectly agree with Sebastian and Nick. Any other
Well,
comments?
And we can certainly put a note in there saying, if you have links that you wish to include to this kind of information, please let us know. Or even attach. We can even allow people to attach something.
Sorry, this is turning into a bit of a summit call. I was a few people in Hyderabad last week were obviously active in ICANN in various ways, and I wondered how the outreach was going to these other constituencies about the summit, letting them know that not just that it was happening, but you know, a bit of positive PR and so on, because people are interested in what's happening and also interested in what money's being spent on. Always negative thoughts going around the community as well. But if there's an opportunity for some outreach to people one way or another?
There is, though, at this point, there hasn't been, because it's always useful to actually tell people, you know, how many people are coming and where they're from and, you know, what subjects are going to be discussed. There's a main session, you know, we've requested the main room for a workshop on Wednesday. Obviously, being able to tell people what the subject of that workshop is and make sure that it's of general interest. It seems like, once we have all that information present, then it's possible for us to make sure that it gets spread through all the stakeholder communities, which we should have at the very beginning of the new year. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other remarks? If this is not the case, we will have next opportunity on Friday to discuss more details on the summit and on the next step, the survey. And I would like to leave it now here as it is and go to the next point, which is a short report on Eurodic. As you may remember, it was about 10 days after we had our last telephone conference, and we were discussing how best to prepare this event in Strasbourg. And as far as I remember, most of the people present, at least Sebastian, Rudy, and I, we have been in Strasbourg at Eurodic. It was Nick who was not, and Adam who was not present there. And, well, in my eyes, it was a good thing to do. It was a good initiative. Surprisingly for me enough, we decided this at the last ICANN meeting in June in Paris, and within a few weeks, summertime included, we succeeded to organize on a loose network such an event in cooperation with the Council of Europe. It was not an event by the Council of Europe, it was just in cooperation, and it was at a conference venue at the Council. And I was rather satisfied with the outcome. It was a first, it was a good pilot project. Not all the discussion we had in Strasbourg corresponded with my expectation. Some of them were very vague and some of them were very, gloomy. But at the end we succeeded to write a message or messages from Strasbourg in our working group, and the messages from Eurodic in Strasbourg were sent, were brought, were directed to the big IGF last week in Hyderabad. And as a first attempt, as a first effort, I think it was quite useful. To me, it showed again that a small group of people can do really good things. I would sometimes like if Uralo could be a little bit more effective or similar effective like this small group we had or we still have it for preparing Eurodic. And it was a first starter, it was a pilot project, and seeing the success of it, we already decided to try a second Eurodic next year again. Are there any other observations from Sebastian or Rudy to be added to my summary?
Rudy here. Perhaps a small question for Adam, who was in Hyderabad. Have you heard something about the message Eurodic has distributed in the IGF?
Yes. Shall I come to this when there's a point on the agenda about the report from the IGF?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did, is the answer. And I'll give you a fuller report in a second, if that's all right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps another small message is that if ISO Belgium tried to organize a small IGF, last strike to Hyderabad, but it didn't fit in the planning. We are trying to do this in February, and we would like to invite Eurolo and the ALSs in Brussels to participate in what would be a post-IGF meeting.
When is the date, Rudy, for this event?
We are focusing on mid-February, just 2 weeks before Mexico.
The summit?
Just before the summit, but as a kind of preparation, which would be the post-Eurodic IGF meeting, to get some actions out of what has been discussed in Hyderabad and to make a call for what should be done to enter this into the summit in Mexico. That's the idea.
I think it's a good idea, Rudy. The only concern I have, seeing that the most of the ALS participants are volunteers, whether they can make two events so close to each other, middle of February, one day in Brussels, and then to the end of February, 1 week in Mexico.
Well, the idea is to use the software which was used in Hyderabad, the Dividend software. We tried to install it on the service before the Hyderabad meeting started, but we didn't fulfill the job. We will for February for sure. and we will have the possibility for all the ALSs to participate remotely so that they are part of it, because we cannot afford money for getting them to Brussels, but Brussels is not that far. If I look at the number of ALSs we have who are in Germany, we can have half of them perhaps together,
yeah.
And that would be a success in the first Eurolo, let's say, general meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a proposal. We will work on from Thursday on. We are seeing a few people from European Commission. Perhaps with some help of the European Commission, we can get some funding for GEDEM in Brussels.
This sounds good.
Brussels from Germany are not that expensive, so perhaps
yeah.
It could fit.
It's Adam. I'm just going to send you the date. Yeah, I've done it. The next open consultation for the IGF itself will take place in Geneva on the 23rd and 24th of February,
mm-hmm.
Followed by the advisory group meeting on the 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
So try to avoid the 23rd, 24th.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think there's anybody particularly involved in the advisory group meeting. I can't remember, actually.
Mm-hmm. Except you, I think you and Wolfgang, there is nobody.
Oh, Wolfgang is. I don't know. I'm working for the secretary. If I go, it'll be because I'm working for the secretariat, but I have had no discussions with Marcus Kummer about that.
Okay. Any other comments? So I would like to support the idea of Rudi to further prepare this and to keep us informed. Basically, I like the idea. I would feel much more comfortable if at least, let's say, the majority of our ALSs who are allowed to go to Mexico, that there is a kind of a preparation or a kind of a common effort to prepare the summit a bit more in detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever helps to structurize the Euralo participation at the user summit in Mexico, I think is very useful.
Okay, well, I will work on a document for Friday so that we have some input and we can try to organize something.
Okay, the next point on our proposed agenda is 4 reports to the Cairo meeting. I was just thinking in the meantime, due to the fact that all of us at the call at the moment have been to Cairo, whether this report is really necessary. And I would like, perhaps there are some more comments from those who have been and what was good and what was not so good. What was your feeling about the Cairo meeting?
It's Sebastian.
We
had a feedback meeting here in Paris with some of the participants, and we feel that it was. It was a difficult meeting because, for example, we didn't come out with many decisions, and that's one important point. And the other, it's of course what a lot of people already stress, it's that the open session, the open mic session was quite short and didn't allow a lot of discussion among the participants and with the board. I have also one question to you, is that and it could be interesting to give that feedback to the people who organize the meeting, but I think the setup of the place where it takes place, the fact that you have meeting rooms in three different floors, not to say that there were people in other hotels, but just the fact that even within the area of the meeting, it was quite difficult to find somebody else to follow where the meeting were happening and where the people, where you could find the people, was quite disappointing. I think, sorry to say that because it was in Paris, but the Paris setup, the way the hotel was built and used for the meeting, was much more easier to cross the people and to have non-scheduled meetings, and even scheduled meeting was easier.
Well, I agree to this observation. I've only the chance to compare three meetings, which was the New Delhi, the Paris, and the Cairo meeting. And the venue point, I think, in Delhi and Paris was much better. Also, the point regarding the air conditioning, what made me suffering almost during the whole week. And, well, it was not very enabling. I agree with Sebastian. Mm-hmm. Any other comments from Rudy and Adam?
No, I fully agree with Sebastian. It was a very difficult place to find where you had to be. And also, the schedule was not so easy to cover, as there were meetings which were overlapping with each other.
I agree as well. It was it wasn't the most comfortable of meeting venues, and perhaps, Nick, I don't know if this kind of feedback helps the meeting planners at all, but of course they have to choose from, I guess, there's only so many hotels around. But anyway, I also wondered if for the future we didn't, you know, there were some comments about the lack of output from the ALAC. I don't know how meetings are planned prior to, you know, how we plan prior to the actual physical meetings, but I wonder if the final monthly calls could be used to actually develop the agenda we're going to discuss, so that we're actually discussing more concrete items once we get to sit around the table together. It seemed as though there wasn't as much preparation as perhaps there could have been, but I'm was new to it, so I'm not sure what about that.
Just to keep on that subject, I think we need not too much, even if Adam, you are ALAC member, we need really to see how at the European level what we can do to improve that, because it's our duty to allow more things coming out from our group or for our region, because if not, we will just say that we disagree or ALAC is not doing the job. But if we don't, as Rallo, give something to some food to eat to the ALAC, we will miss the point. We are really supposed to help the LSEs from our region to participate and to make comments, and that's difficult. And even just to discuss, to be able at the European level to have this meeting and then to do something, it's already difficult. And we need to start by that, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. It's particularly difficult as the agenda that you'll be addressing in Mexico, or we will be addressing in Mexico, won't be available in time to build up that sort of, you know, rolling input from the ALSs. But, you know, asking for input on new GTLDs process, asking for input already on probably the continuation of the President's Strategy Committee, so that we have a message on that to the board, and so on. We know there are going to be some things on the agenda. We don't know what everything. We don't know what the specifics will be. But getting some general preparation of talking points would, you know, seems like a start.
And this time it will be, we will have to come out with papers, with position paper or policy paper or whatever, because of the summit. And then we really need to work at our level, at the European level, and at the worldwide level to issue those documents. And obviously the point, the subject you are raising and some others will be on the agenda. If it's not for the all ICANN meeting, we don't know yet, but we know that it will be for the at-large summit.
Yeah.
I agree
with the remarks of Sebastian, yes. Totally, and I also hope that the next meeting and the summit itself will be a good opportunity to better line up what is Alec doing and what is Uralo doing, and to have a better ALS involvement, especially as far as content and position papers on different issues on the agenda is concerned. Any other remarks regarding the roundup of the Cairo meeting? If not, seeing the time left for our call today, I would like to go to point 5, report on the IGF, what Adam announced already before. Adam, it's your turn, please.
Okay. First of all, I should say I was working for the Secretariat, so I don't really have, I'm not allowed, actually, I shouldn't have opinions on these issues as a member of staff, but I can say that, first of all, the thing that I think made the Hyderabad meeting difficult, but also it was an emotional time for the Indian people, was of course the terrorist attacks in Mumbai, which happened just as people were beginning to prepare to travel, and quite a number of Europeans pulled out. The European parliamentarians, by and large, didn't attend. Some did, but not all. The Council of Europe didn't attend. So from the European perspective, there were perhaps less voices there than there might have been, particularly on panels. And it was understandable because quite a number of European parliamentarians were actually in the hotels that were being attacked in Mumbai. So you can only imagine the news that was coming back to their colleagues. One person was giving a phone call from underneath a table, a European parliamentarian. Anyway, so that was not a great start. But the meeting was, I think, quite notable and successful. Something we've already mentioned about the Eurodig. Well, national and regional IGFs were probably one of the highlights people noted of the meeting, that these meetings were taking place all over the world, whether it was Europe as a European level. There was a French IGF, I believe. I think there was also German, United Kingdom. There was an East African IGF, which built on the work of 4 East African countries. Taking that forward means that instead of being just an annual meeting, these events will probably occur throughout the year, so it makes the IGF something more of a dialogue process that goes on almost continually. And from the point of view of Eurodig, a coalition has begun where different national and regional activities will try to work together, and that is being coordinated by Bertrand de la Chapelle, who we all know, and Alice Manua, who used to be an ALAC member, and we all know. So that was a very positive sort of outcome. About ICANN-ish general issues, critical internet resources, there were a couple of comments to say that the discussion was quite, I suppose you could say, robust. And people saw it as a sign that the IGF was maturing, that it could actually address issues that previously had been almost too difficult for people to address directly. Governments were talking about the JPA, people were talking about the roles they had in ICANN, and they were doing so more directly, and you got the sense that as a forum for talking about these types of issues, it had matured somewhat.
And everything is available online, just like ICANN meetings. The scribes were there, and so the transcripts are online. And it's my understanding that I think the scribes are provided by ICANN as a in-kind offering to the IGF. So there's a great resource of all the main sessions available, and over the coming weeks and months, all of the audio and visual records of the workshops will also be available. But it's a sort of maturing process, so I thought it was quite good, but my view is somewhat coloured. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Adam. Any questions?
Ik heb er nog eentje binnen een uur, die nog een uur gaat duren, en dan is dan maak ik het met elkaar stuk.
Any comments?
Nee, je moet in Brussel nu zijn, hè. One. Ja, ja.
As far as I can understand, it's Rudy who is on another...
Ja, ja, ja. Ik heb...
phone call?
I'll mute him.
Comment from Sebastian?
No, I was not in Hyderabad because for many reasons, but one was after the Mumbai attack, some company here in France issued a warning saying that people are not allowed to travel. It was not the case from some government, but I had to take that into account. And I think it's there are some good things going out. The fact that we have trying to do some type of IGF at the French level and at the European level, it's good also. I don't know how we will finish with all that, but it takes a lot of time for benevolent people, and I don't see how we will go in the future. But because if the process, we need the process to be really open, and I see the question of the openness of the process, both for ICANN and for IGF, a big questions, and we will really have to worry on that and to be sure that it's not captured by any means by any groups or people.
Yeah. Okay. Rudy, you are back on the call? No, I don't hear him at the moment.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm back in the call now.
Okay. Do you have some more remarks or more questions to the roundup of Adam on the IGF?
No, I think it was a good view. I'm reading. I'm trying to read the transcripts of the meetings, and I have seen some interesting items I would like to bring up in our summit workshop about cyber criminality, as we
yeah.
have seen quite a lot of issues around the world popping up. So I think there's quite a lot of stuff coming from IGF which we can use, and I will try to put a summary of items and topics for that workshop for Friday.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Adam, for your briefing, and for Rudy for looking on some follow-ups on the IGF. Are there any other agenda points for today? Because I just realizing that we are at the end of our time slot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is a next call in 30
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah. And
we need to finalize the next conference call. I hope that more participants from the board will be able to make it. And I hope that also we will be able to organize a meeting. Maybe we can decide that the next one will be half an hour longer to allow. I really would like to have the European allies who will be participating to the Mexico meeting to participate to this conference call. And as soon as we finalize which day, we will be able to tell them to participate.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you that there are a lot of policy issues. We are on the table, new GTLD, IDNs, and some about IPv4, IPv6, and some organizational issue, GNSO at large and board, and NOTCOM, I guess, on the tables. And we really need to figure out how we will be able to work. And when I say that, it's not to say that we are not doing enough, the people who are on the call today, but we need to find a way to have all the other elect members to the Bureau board to make more, to participate and to do something on that issues.
I perfectly agree with Sebastian, because I think there must be as a minimum, really as a minimum, a stronger participation and involvement by board members, not having the same situation we had already before our General Assembly in Paris. And as far as I can remember, there was a kind of a motion that many people promised to get more involved after Paris. And I think there are still a lot of lacks, and we at least have to better motivate or see how we can better include the board members, and especially regarding the foreseen summit, that at the next telephone conference there are also more ALSs on the call to participate in our discussions. So I would like to leave it on this message. Today, for me, this would be important to have this noted in in the summary of our meeting minutes as a kind of a call to board members and other Uralo members. Maybe you have realized I put it on Skype that I got during the call another apology from Annette, who got stuck in her work, and she has now to be added under apologizes. If there's nothing more, I would like to ask you to go to the doodle, request what Sebastian installed already, and to mark your preferences on that. And I hope that we will find a more suitable date and time for our next Uralo conference call. And I would like to finish this call for today to give enough time for Sebastian and others who will Adam, who will, and the staff, of course, who will participate at the on the next ALEC telephone conference. Thanks a lot.
Thank you all for sharing this meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, my thanks for the staff. Huh? Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Left.
Seb.
Left.
Adam Peak.
Left.
Rudy Vansnik.
Left.